Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we have a bit of fun today. Well, we think it's fun. Then again, we think almost all of our shows are fun. We're going to be listening to some performances by Glenn Close. And it was a surprise to many people when she went on Broadway in Sunset Boulevard, because like Jerry Orbach, many people didn't know that she was a musical theater performer as well as doing all of the great dramatic roles she's done.
Is she a good singer? I would say no. I would say she is a singing actress, and there is a very big difference, as you will hear. Her full name is Glenda Veronica Close, and she was born in Greenwich, Connecticut on March 19th, 1947. And she's listed in her biographies as an American actress, singer, and film producer. In fact, she produced the version of South Pacific we're going to be sampling later in the program. She began her professional stage career in 1974 in Love for Love and was mostly a New York stage actress through the rest of the 70s and early 80s, appearing in both plays and musicals, including the Broadway production of Barnum in 1980, and then in 1983, she won a Tony Award as a dramatic actress in The Real Thing. But Michael and I started seeing her in 1976 when she played Princess Mary in Rex, a musical about Henry VIII. And on the original cast recording, she's on two selections, and here's one of them. It's called Christmas at Hampton Court. Glenn Close is Princess Mary, Penny Fuller is Princess Elizabeth, and Michael John is Prince Edward, the three children of Henry VIII. Here is Christmas at Hampton Court from Rex.
The King's Majesty summons his children, Prince Edward, the Lady Mary, the Lady Elizabeth, to attend him this Christmas at Hampton Court Palace, and commands that they be merry.
Christmas at Hampton Court, what tantalizing music in the phrase. Christmas at Hampton Court, sweet water in the desert of my days. Season of joy and sheer jubilee, hours will fly too swiftly for me. The days will seem miraculously short this Christmas at Hampton Court. Christmas at Hampton Court,
Hampton Court.
Christmas at Hampton Court.
Oh, Father, don't push me forward in front of your friends to show them how far my learning extends. Father, I would die. You know that I'm painfully shy. Just let me stay by your side, feeling your hand on my shoulder. Please try to bridle your pride, and I'll try to be what you want me to be when I'm older.
Christmas at Hampton Court, the music and the revels and the food. Christmas at Hampton Court, puts Father in a sentimental mood. All through the year we drift far apart, but when the season melts Father's heart, together we come sailing into port for Christmas at Hampton Court. Christmas at Hampton Court,
Hampton Court.
Christmas at Hampton Court.
Oh, Father, make this a Christmas I'll never forget. Greet me as though I am someone you've met. Father, be a man and show me you know who I am. God knows the battles we fought within the religious arena. Please let me pray as I ought, and Father, I vow I'll make you an endless novena.
Christmas at Hampton Court, where we can be a family again. Christmas at Hampton Court, the season with a minimum of strain. Father will smile his fatherly smile, and we can all be close for a while, delighting in the merriment and sport. Come Christmas at Hampton Court.
Christmas at Hampton Court.
Christmas at Hampton Court.
Christmas at Hampton Court.
At
12 days of dancing and dicing and gay masquerades, and matching my wits with dashing young blades. Joys I gather here must last me the rest of the year. Nightly I'll fall into bed, feeling that heaven has blessed me. One single thought in my head, what life would be like if father should cease to detest me.
Christmas at Hampton Court, will father make it jubilant or grim? Christmas at Hampton Court, my fate depends entirely on him. This Christmas could be the best we have known if father will only leave us alone. Most likely he'll do nothing of the sort.
Mother in heaven, keep my faith firm. Let me pass through this test and smile.
Dear Lord, when he speaks to me, give me strength to reply. Keep my hands from growing sticky, my voice from quaking, my throat from turning dry, and my hose from turning wet.
Dear God, please, let me please him.
This Christmas at Hampton Court.
From Rex, a musical by Richard Rodgers and Martin Charnon, you heard Christmas at Hampton Court, featuring Glenn Close, Penny Fuller, and Michael John.
In 1980, she appeared as Charity Hope Barnum in Barnum, and she was the kind of practical foil to Jim Dale's exuberant Barnum. And we have one of the songs that she sang, which was the counterpoint of a song he sang. We're going to begin with Glenn Close performing The Colors of My Life.
It's your own fault, Charity Barnum. If you'd only asked a few logical questions before you married him, you would have put a healthy distance between yourself and a fellow who wants to give the whole world a paint job, which I'm not so sure it needs. The colors of my life are softer than a breeze. The silver gray of eiderdown, the dappled green of trees, the amber of a wheat field, the hazel of a seed, the crystal of a raindrop, are all I'll ever need. Your reds are much too bold. In gold I find no worth. I'll fill my days with sage and brown, the colors of the earth. By my side, my love should roam. The colors of my life will shine a quiet light to lead him home.
Glenn Close as the practical Charity Barnum with The Colors of My Life.
Barnum was a musical by Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart, and it gave Glenn Close her first Tony Award nomination, although she did not win. Barnum is famous for its exuberant musical numbers, and here's one of them. It's called One Brick at a Time, and it features Glenn Close and the company.
The Lord gave each and every one the spunk to do what can't be done, the brawn, the brain, the courage, and the heart. The strength to bend the strongest bar, the will to reach the farthest star. It's just a case of learning how to start. To build a tower up so high to a cloud, you'll anchor, build it one tiny brick at a time.
it stick. Pour mortar all around a cup of lime, then stir until it's hard, and up she'll climb, by inch, by foot, by yard, a sill, a door, a ledge, a window pane, then drill some more, raise up a weather vane, a roof, the proof, then go and slow like this, a splendid edifice can climb to.
Glenn Close and the company sang One Brick at a Time from Barnum.
Our final song from Barnum features a duet for Glenn Close and Jim Dale, where opposites do attract. Here is I Like Your Style.
We're out of step, we disagree. What's right for you is wrong for me. Together we're a part of country mile, but I like your style. I like your style.
We're out of step, we disagree. What's right for you is wrong for me. When I propose, then you protest. What's my divide? You just detest. Too sweet a bite you ever read.
Fight you ever read.
Cause I like your style.
Well, I like your style.
I like your style. No shouts or quarrels. No blows or tears. One simple fuss to dissect and discuss for the next.
Our final song from Barnum featured Glenn Close with Jim Dale, I Like Your Style.
Glenn Close has worked for the Disney organization on several occasions. She was Cruella de Vil in the live-action 101 Dalmatians, and when the Tarzan film was made with a musical score by Phil Collins, she reversed that character into the motherly ape that takes care of Tarzan when he is a lost child. And she introduces the Phil Collins song, You'll Be in My Heart. So here are Glenn Close and Phil Collins with a song that's a mother and child song, and then later in the score, a love song.
Come, stop your crying, it'll be all right. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. No matter what they say, you'll be here in my heart always.
Always.
Glenn Close and Phil Collins brought you You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan.
Glenn Close appeared in a television movie musical version of South Pacific, and there were criticisms leveled all over the place, and many of them I thought were quite unfounded. One criticism I read said that it wasn't South Pacific. I don't know what they were watching. I rather enjoyed it, even Harry Connick. Let's listen to Glenn Close do one of her opening numbers, A Cockeyed Optimist.
When the sky's a bright canary yellow, I forget every cloud I've ever seen. So they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cockeyed optimist, and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a bowl of jello and appear more intelligent and smart. But I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it out of my heart. Not this heart.
From the TV version of South Pacific, that was Glenn Close with A Cockeyed Optimist.
Glenn Close was also the producer of this version of South Pacific, and on the DVD of the South Pacific television movie. There's a fascinating documentary about what happened when they went on location to film South Pacific on a remote South Pacific island. We now have Twin Soliloquies, which Nellie Forbush sings with the love of her life. They're sung here by Glenn Close and Rade Sherbidgia.
Most people live on a lonely island, lost in the middle of a foggy sea. Most people long for another island.
Glenn Close and her Emile Debeck, Rade Sherbidgia, sang Twin Soliloquies.
One of the best-known songs from South Pacific, and the one that caused the most uproar, was I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair, because Mary Martin washed her hair on stage 8 times a week. Well, let's listen to Glenn Close, Eileen Graff, and the Nurses Chorus perform it from this television version.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
Get the picture?
I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way.
Don't try to patch it up.
Tear it up, tear it up.
Wash him out, dry him out.
Push him out, fly him out.
Cancel him and let him go.
Yes, sister.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
If the man don't understand you, if you fly on separate beams, waste no time, make a change. Ride that man right off your range. Drum him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams.
Oh, oh.
If you laugh at different comics, if you root for different teams,
waste no time, weep no more. Show him what the door is for.
Drum him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams.
Oh,
I went and washed that man right out of my hair and sent him on his way.
She went and washed that man right out of her hair. She went and washed that man right out of her hair. She went and washed that man right out of her hair and sent him on his way.
Glenn Close, Irene Graff, and the Nurses Chorus with I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to a spotlight on Glenn Close on The Dress Circle.
Our final selection from the South Pacific TV cast soundtrack is A Wonderful Guy, a great song by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Here are Glenn Close and the Nurses Chorus.
I expect every one of my crowd to make fun of my proud protestations of faith in romance. And they'll say I'm naive as a babe to believe any fable I hear from a person in pants. Fearlessly, I'll face them and argue their doubts away. Loudly, I'll sing about flowers and spring. Flatly, I'll stand on my little flat feet and say, love is a grand and a beautiful thing. I'm not ashamed to reveal the world-famous feeling I feel. I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in a conventional dither with a conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon happy night, pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
From the TV movie of South Pacific, Glenn Close and the Nurses Chorus sang A Wonderful Guy.
In 2006, Glenn Close made an appearance in a one-night-only fundraiser that was done for the York Theatre Company. It was an unproduced musical by the Sherman Brothers of Disney fame called Busker Alley, and she basically was the narrator for the opening and the closing of one of the characters who was much older and then she got to sing one of the songs, so we've put those three together for you. Here we have a narrator in the beginning named Simon Jones. Then you'll hear Glenn Close and a little bit of Jim Dale. And then Glenn Close will sing a song called He Had a Way.
Ladies and gentlemen, that great lady of the English musical theatre, Dame Libby St. Albans.
It is my pleasure and privilege to participate in this 50th anniversary BBC tribute to the performers whose talents cheered us during the dark days of the Second World War. Our most famous entertainers have already been celebrated tonight. It is my happy assignment to recognize performers not so well known. And since I couldn't possibly name them all, may I remember one such performer, and in doing so, pay tribute to them all. His name was...
Charlie Baxter, street artiste extraordinaire, songs, stories, and the occasional soft shoe.
Before the war, you could find him any night doing his turn on the sidewalks of London, which is when and where I met him. All through the war, Charlie brought a smile to people with little reason to smile. Toward the end of 1944, he was entertaining in a military hospital when a V-2 rocket cut short his turn. War brings out the worst in people, and the best. It was Charlie Baxter's finest hour. In remembrance of my Charlie, of all the Charlies, here is the song mine taught me a lifetime ago. When the moonlight's bright in Brighton, there's sunlight in me heart. For we spend each night in Brighton, and we spends each day.
He had a way of talking that put you at your ease. His words were soft and gentle, like whispers on a breeze. His face was so beguiling, with friendly eyes. They were kind and wise. That's something I came to realize. He had a way of smiling that made me want to grin. I felt so safe and cozy, like summer's coming in. He wanted me to trust him, invited me to stay. I was not being pushed or shoved. Now I know I was being loved. I have to say,
from Busker Alley, an unproduced musical by the Sherman Brothers, that was Glenn Close, Jim Dale, and Simon Jones with the opening and epilogue and the song He Had a Way.
There was a great brouhaha about Patti LuPone and Sunset Boulevard when the show opened in London. Andrew Lloyd Webber supposedly had promised the Broadway production to Patti LuPone, but that didn't happen. She left the production in London and was replaced by several different people, and the production played in Los Angeles before it came to Broadway, because Andrew Lloyd Webber was not taking any chances on having a Broadway failure. The L.A. original cast recording features Glenn Close as Norma Desmond, and she won a Tony Award for her performance. We're going to be listening to three of Norma Desmond's big numbers, and the first is called With One Look. Sunset Boulevard, the musical version of the famous film with Gloria Swanson, in Los Angeles starred Glenn Close, and you just heard her first big number, With One Look.
We're going to the New Year's Eve duet for Glenn Close and her leading man, Alan Campbell. Here they are to sing The Perfect Year.
With me, next year will be the perfect ear.
Before we play some dangerous game, before we fan some harmless flame, we have to ask if this is wise and if the game is worth the prize. With this wine and with this music, how can anything be clear? Let's wait and see. It may just be the perfect year.
What time are they supposed to get here?
Who?
The other guests.
There are no other guests. Just you and me. I'm in love with you. Surely you know that.
Norma, I...
We'll have a wonderful time next year. I'll have the pool filled up for you. I'll open up my house in Malibu and you can have the whole ocean. I have enough money to buy us anything we want.
Cut out that us business.
What's the matter with you?
What right do you have to take me for granted?
What right? Do you want me to tell you?
Norma. What I am trying to say is that I am the wrong guy for you. You need a big shot. Someone with polo ponies, a Valentino.
What you are trying to say is, you don't want me to love you. Say it. Say it!
Max, get me a taxi.
That was Glenn Close as Norma Desmond with Alan Campbell as Joe Gillis and The Perfect Year with a little bit of dialogue at the end.
Norma Desmond returns to the Hollywood studio where she had her former glory. Cecil B. DeMille is filming Samson and Delilah, and she feels right at home. In Act Two, her big number is called As If We Never Said Goodbye.
It's Hawkeye.
Hawkeye? Well, hello?
much can I look at you?
I don't know why I'm frightened. I know my way around here. The cardboard trees, the painted seas, the sound here. Yes, a world to rediscover. But I'm not in any hurry. And I need
final selection from Sunset Boulevard, As If We Never Said Goodbye, sung by Glenn Close.
In 1992, there was a Sondheim celebration at Carnegie Hall, and Glenn Close was one of the participants. Here she is to sing the song from A Little Night Music. It's Send in the Clowns.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. And where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother. They're here. Isn't Isn't it queer? Losing my time in this late in my career. And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
That was Glenn Close singing the song, and by the song I mean the one that most people know since it was a hit on its own outside of the show, Send in the Clowns. And this was from a wonderfully star-studded evening at Carnegie Hall in 1992. And that's it for our spotlight on Glenn Close. We hope you enjoyed this look at her career. And yes, there were more things we could have used, but we didn't. Sorry. But next week, we're going to be combining July and August with some of the openings from those 2 months. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.
The world is a stage.